The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The world
is like anti-peanut butter for a little bit.
No. Not bad. Okay. All right. That was cool. Now we got to get more visuals, but that is the new intro for the No Need for Apology show. Now, with co-host Dave Temple. What's up, boy?
What up, man? What up? That's weird to say, like, now with co-host Dave Temple, like, it's like with more cocoa or some shit. Like, remember when the cereal would change a little bit?
Yeah, or they got new marshmallows in them hard marshmallow cereal, motherfucker. Yeah, like, this is good.
When your cereal changed a little bit, you know what's crazy, though? That never deterred me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cereal could change, like, a little bit, and I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Man.
You know
Tricks
what I mean?
Fucked we rolling. Tricks fucked up. I remember when they was just regular ball, little rounds. Yeah. I don't like saying balls, eating balls. But, like, little rounds. But then when they turned into fruit shapes, the shit got gross. I was like, something. It's just putting too much sugar, corn syrup on this shit. It's not the same thing. My kid palate is not happy right now.
Oh, God. All right, man. Well, we got your kid palate on here, man. We should go ahead and introduce our guests.
Please do.
Our guest who she came out like, whew, this girl, this motherfucker is having trouble.
I am so
big
nervous.
Trouble.
Trouble. Like, holy shit. First of all, thank you. Thank you for coming, because clearly...
Stop talking in my direction.
Right, you
like,
know what I'm saying?
Look to the left when you talk
That's
to me.
That's why I'm
something.
Like, I'm yeah. like, you ever, like, this is like... As you can this see. Is like casting couch kind of shit right now.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Stop
like,
making us feel bad. She all pale.
We easing her.
First of all, I've been pale pre-COVID.
But like
okay?
more pale, like scared. Like
pale?
You look morbid, babe. I'm scared.
Yeah. I do.
I'm like, babe.
Just we are more, easing
you
her
ain't seen the sun in how many months?
Oh come on! I did all the summer shows in all the parks.
So yeah.
Well,
so
let
why
the people know who you
I
are.
I was there with you, boo.
Let the people know who are you, miss.
Come on, tell us who you
tell
are.
Tell them who you are.
If you don't know me, Google me. No,
Teyana Taylor.
Google me, baby. Von DiCarlo. What's
Von
up,
DiCarlo.
I gotta introduce myself.
We had to pull
the people,
her out.
We know who you are, but they might not.
We had to pull her out, bro.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think Von like have.
Von, no, come on.
When have you done it in studio? When's the last time you did it in studio?
Ooh, in studio.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
I don't
saying?
Remember.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of outdoor shows.
Mm-hmm.
I did maybe one indoor show, and uh-huh. I was the same type of hand-shaking paranoid I am right now. but y'all stop.
I'm just saying. Stop. You're a couple seconds into it. How does it feel?
How's it feel?
I feel like...
You smell
I
the lights on the mic?
I want y'all to stop... talking in my direction because I feel like y'all splashing COVID
like,
on me.
It's like pulling a porn star out of retirement. You know what I mean? You ever and see like when they be like, come on, man, how's it feel, baby?
First
like,
of all, no, I looked at the screen. I think it's the lighting in here. I'm not that pale.
There you
y'all,
are.
Y'all doing this on purpose. Y'all complexion look
you
regular.
Look like and Michael look Jackson.
Y'all did that on purpose.
All right.
Look like a ghost.
Whatever. That's the light.
Thanks
y'all
for coming. It's the
perfect.
Spirit of Vaughn. That's not even
yeah,
Vaughn. That's the Vaughn, ghost of Vaughn.
Gone. She's Vaughn hit a gone. Haunt podcast fast.
Vaughn is gone. And now it's the ghost of Vaughn with the turtleneck meat. Look how you just wrote a book. Come on, Nikki G.
So what is so important that you came out? You obviously came out for a reason.
Yeah.
You got a project to promote
Somebody
or something?
Somebody got a
going
project.
On?
Because
don't
oh,
you dare start
me.
Checking
that's
text messages
that's
on this motherfucking show.
That wasn't me.
Pickles, my producer Pickles in the booth. Can I get some plug music going on, man? While we go ahead. Vaughn, tell us what you're in here
absolutely.
To promote.
Well, first of all, I came to get plug some music. Man hugs from two big, big, yes. delicious men. Thank y'all for my hugs coming in.
All right.
I haven't had human contact, so yeah, thank you for the hugs. And I have a new comedy mixtape out.
Yeah.
A draggable offense, right?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You listen to
it. I listen to it.
Ah.
Yeah. Had a good time.
It's a dope mixtape.
You had a good time? Dope yeah.
It's, it brings time. Back
I want to hear
that...
what Derek got to say. I'm looking at his smile.
What? I can't talk. I'll talk this way to you. I thought it was really good. I thought you had actual winnable crowds. Fucking real good material. I was like, all right, she's sitting in that shit. You weren't nervous at all. You was just a Vaughn that knew that she was funny, and it just came through. And you heard the audience, and it was very, very hip-hoppy because you explained some shit. This next one you might like because I felt like it could have been a draggable offense. You said the name of the album a few times in the mix. I was like, oh, all right, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was like a nice 30 minutes, like 30,
about,
minutes.
It was maybe shorter than that.
It was good time.
That was on purpose. I wanted to do it, it's a very unique approach, obviously. It's not a full hour recorded in one place.
Okay.
As explained on the album, you know, COVID stepped in and was like, no, you ain't recording mm-hmm. no album this year. But I, during the first lockdown, I was listening to all my material because I was in the house, I'm writing, and I'm thinking in terms of...
You just in the house listening to yourself.
Well, I was...
That's the kind of person you are, Vaughn?
Yes, that's exactly the type of person I am. That's why I progress quickly in this business.
Word.
Because I study myself.
Listen
and I
yourself.
Write
go
and
ahead.
I progress.
Take yourself. Watch yourself. Do your homework. You know how the comics talk.
And
you got to watch yourself,
curls.
Man. You got
twist
to get good.
Like
you,
Derek Gaze.
If you want to be good at comedy and you want to get into the cellar, you got to watch yourself. Well, go ahead.
So first lockdown, you know, I wanted to record my first comedy album around my birthday, June, which is June 24th. So okay. Summer of COVID, I thought I would be recording my first album. That obviously was not going to happen. So it wasn't intentional, like, oh, I'm going to just do this project this way. I was in the house, I'm on lockdown, and, you know, as comics, we write every day. It's all day, every day. We're writing stuff down, yeah. And I felt myself changing, and I'm like, by the time I'm able to actually record an album, I don't even know if I want to do the material that I'm doing.
You ain't going to find that shit funny no more, right? Yeah.
You staring at shedded skin and shit.
So I started listening back through, and I record all my sets. I start listening back through everything. And the purpose of me doing that was like, what do I want to keep? What do I want to get rid of? What do I want to layer? You know, those kind of thoughts. How do I see this now because of how I am in COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And when I was listening through, I had that same reaction that you had listening, like, I got some good moments here. So that's where the seed was planted to do the comedy album that way. And you know, I'm old school hip hop, so I was like, comedy mixtape.
So she did a compilation album with all her personalities, and that's basically what the fuck happened.
And,
there's
and
no way out.
This is angry Vaughn, and this is sad Vaughn, and this is Vaughn with a little bit of too much sugar tonight.
At first, the narrating parts was like, well, you got to find a way to stream it together to make it make sense, right?
Absolutely.
And but then it became like I was excited about the idea because I was like, oh, this is like a behind the bits kind of thing.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so let me do that. And then I was looking into, okay, so now I need a music bed. And I looked into licensing some music. I was like, I can't afford that. So I was like, now I got to put on my music producer hat. So I produced all those beats, too. Those are all mine.
Yeah, that's weird when chicks be in the crib producing beats. I don't know why. Like, it's dope, but that's just not a... How do girls get into producing beats,
man?
My
resume is long, okay? And it's not just in comedy. I have a musical background. I play clarinet in band. It goes way, way back.
Oh, okay.
Way, way back.
You're a freak,
John. And I produce... when I was first working on my one woman show, I was writing music. I can write music. I'm not Missy Elliott. I'm not trying to have a musical career.
Uh-huh. Get all those plugs out, Maverick. Come on, Maverick.
It's an ability that I have. I produced the music for Elephant in a Room. That's my song. Yeah.
Hold on. When you say you produce, like you
wrote
playing
and
the strings?
That. No. I can play guitar. I can play.
If Vaughn could do that.
What you fucking stop? I hate y'all.
Look,
now you're making
you get
me
like
yell.
Forrest Gump. Someone get her a harmonica.
I hate y'all.
What do you wear when you stroke the bass that way? Like, what does the chick wear?
Absolutely nothing. Just I play the guitar like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
You
you listen to the beginning of Eleanor. Beep, beep,
that's what I'm saying. Beep, Vaughn, are you playing the fucking guitar? When you say you produced the shit, what do you mean?
I wrote and produced the song.
There was no
and
words. I can nigga, play. What do you mean you wrote it?
It's a, y'all are so ignorant.
Who's playing the guitar?
Y'all are so ignorant. Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. She said,
y'all are so fucking ignorant.
I wrote this. That's only shit
y'all are
that
so
hot
ignorant.
Girls could get away with. I
y'all
wrote you a song.
Y'all are so ignorant. Y'all are so ignorant. Y'all are so ignorant.
I'm a writer.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. I did not play. I do play enough piano and guitar to be able to explain to a professional guitar player.
Okay.
That's how to
the
play
key
it.
To the show.
So no, I was not playing on it, but
you gotta
anyway,
pick it. You gotta pick it.
I also,
holy
yeah,
you
shit.
Gotta do a.
You know what? So, camera talent. On me. Camera who? On me. I. Where's the camera? I walked into this, y'all. I walked
yeah.
right into this.
But
I walked right
who
into
did
this.
Play the guitar?
Who
then?
Played the guitar?
Gino Tomac played
Gino
guitar.
Gino Tomac. Did he have two fingers? He had two fingers.
Back to my project.
Like pull out an IUD. No, I'm sorry.
I dug in my tool belt of skills to fully produce my comedy mixtape the way I wanted it.
The Triangle Offense. I love you, bro. You know I'm fucking.
No, I know. But I also know that I gotta reel this in because y'all don't know how to reel shit in.
Oh,
y'all will
no
do
for
this
pause.
For the next hour. So
no need for apologies.
Yeah, I'm gonna help y'all out on no need for apologies. I'm gonna help y'all out on y'all.
Bonnie Carlo in the motherfucking house.
Giving y'all some structure.
I like it.
I know
what
how
else
to
you got,
reel
baby?
It
now
back
because
in.
I want to say I apologize. Well, for getting you kicked off that beautiful podcast that you had on Sirius. I had cussed on
the NBA
show.
I didn't have a podcast on Sirius XM. I had my own show.
Yeah.
I was the first woman, the first black woman, the first comedian.
First pale black woman.
Yeah.
All my life I got to fight for my blackness. Anyway.
Go ahead.
First woman.
Love you.
First black woman.
Love
don't
you.
Touch
don't
me.
Touch. Well, give me the spray. The
first black woman and first comedian to have her own show.
Hold on. Wait.
On the NBA channel on Sirius XM.
Coach Vaughn, baby.
And
Coach
they Vaughn. Were very, I'm very proud of that. That's a first that nobody can take away from me. That is definitely a very proud moment. But they were very, very nervous about a comic hosting a show on a sports channel. They have a lot of league rules. Even though it's Sirius XM, there are a lot of rules when you're dealing with league partnerships. Mm-hmm. So that was always a very nervous point for them. And, you know, I'm like, nah, we good. And here come this Negro coming in, dropping M-bombs, F-bombs, Q-bombs, W-bombs, C-bombs,
W-bombs.
Okay, I'm exaggerating, but if you can exaggerate, I can exaggerate with no apologies.
Okay. No need for apologies.
There was quite a few reasons why the show did not last very long.
But she blamed them all on me.
Yeah, because you so damn disrespectful.
David Stern came down from the NBA and said, Vaughn, no, you can't have a show.
So yeah. Derek knows how to control himself on Will and Grace. You know how to control yourself on white people shows, but you can't control yourself on
that's
a black
not,
woman show.
You know how much they paid me not to cuss?
Yeah.
You know how many first class flights I had to take with
there's
three course lunches not to cuss?
Though.
Here's
there's
what
cuts.
I got out of that, because I'm a very, this is for all of us.
You're right.
This ain't for all of us no more, because all of us get us fired. Get us.
Oh shit!
Get me fired.
Oh shit!
Getting you fired is good. That help you get on to the next thing.
Well, again,
if
it
you
wasn't,
got friends,
it wasn't
if you got
that.
Friends that's willing to fuck up your life, they will keep you from being stagnant.
Yeah, man.
Prometheus
right.
wrote that.
She just
is
had a whole soul food moment. Family, fuck my husband. That's what you.
Family, fuck my husband. Exactly.
Fuck family, because family, fuck, that's what Vaughn just did.
Exactly.
And she did say that,
didn't
she?
It ain't us no more.
It's all your fault.
I'm going out for me.
It's all your fault.
Fuck family, because.
You ruined my career on radio.
No, I didn't.
Well, no, actually, you didn't. Like I said, there was a lot of circumstances, but that did contribute
to
it. I feel like it contributed to it.
When you really
but you
got to
understand,
so
you got Carnival Cruise commercials out. You eating shrimps and shit.
The GNC shit.
You vitamin lady. That's what they know you in the streets.
Which, all right, for GNC, was you black or nah?
What side did you access? Like, what like, did they cast
the
you
GNC at? Go.
Thick white woman. We need a thick vitamin, look like she eats vitamins white woman.
Because niggas don't really do vitamins. Vitamins ain't really, a, you know what I mean? Like, that ain't really.
I didn't know I came here to fist fight.
No, I'm just curious.
I'll beat both y'all ass.
Like, we was proud. But I ain't seen a lot of commercials because, you know, they don't advertise vitamins.
Yeah, they don't try to get vitamins
on shit that
they
I watch.
Us stronger. They don't want us stronger. So who? What kind of? Who'd you play? What'd you play? Come on, Vaughn.
I'll tell you the casting. What the casting notice said. It didn't say anything to do with race. Here's why my feelings got hurt. When I booked the job, I was happy to get the job, so let me preface it with that. It's a blessing.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know or have not recognized her now,
that's the GNC
with all her
lady.
Clothes on, because you was in a bathing suit.
No,
and
no,
she
no,
was
no.
in a bikini.
And see, this is how the mind works. I was never in a bikini. I was holding one up.
Wait. Didn't they throw shrimp in your mouth?
Oh, okay, okay.
That was Carnival Cruise Line.
So how many times? How many
let
takes?
Me, let me.
How many
can takes? I? Let me help y'all stay
focused. We just make sure takes? The fans.
Y'all
know.
Are so all over the place.
How many takes?
What you mean?
I will give you both answers, but let me do it with takes? Some structure. Get
takes?
Y'all out of control.
How many takes?
High asses. How much weed did y'all smoke?
How many takes? Stop
before
judging
this started.
Come on, Joe Clark. Come on, Joe Clark. This ain't Eastside High. How
if
many
you try
takes?
To kill yourself expeditiously.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. So first we'll go to GNC. I'll come back to your Carnival Cruise Line. GNC casting. So I was submitted for a role that specifically said women of the age, I think it was like 35 plus or something like that, which was fine, that looked like they could stand to lose 10 to 15 pounds.
Mm.
And I asked my agent, I said, oh, what you trying to say? What you could have had this conversation with me personally. I know where I'm at. I know I gained some weight. I know I've been dealing with this issue for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I went on it, booked it. And basically what the GNC commercial was selling was those people, you know, it's always commercials about how you need to lose weight, and it's usually targeting people that really are in a you know, 50 plus more. You know, they really need the help. But they don't really target people who get down in weight, and then they need to lose that last 10, 15. Mm. And the commercial concept, it was different people. I had my own commercial, and there was, like, another girl who had her own that was going to a wedding. My concept for my character was that she was going on a vacation. So she was trying to lose about 10, 15 pounds for her vacay.
So it was a weight loss cruise.
Yeah, so there's someone here that, what does it say about women?
I did not have on a bikini. I was shopping for one and I couldn't, I was like looking at bikinis that I could have fit, but
okay.
I can't fit that I'm going to try to fit.
Because I just want you to get some advice.
Carnival Cruise Line.
I want you to hold on because what you just said here, you sound a little nervous about the way that they was disrespectful about what they said, and I just wanted you to get some advice from a good friend of the show here, Mr. Old Man Gaines.
Yeah.
So basically, they shamed you on the show. So they said you need to take the weight loss vitamins, so we got to make you look big, so you can get smaller.
And here's the thing: I was just booked for
this
the commercial.
Is the worst, Jack.
Old Man Gaines. Now, do you have any Gaines. Advice for somebody that needs to get over being a little bit thicker? What are your thoughts
think
on thick women, Old Man Gaines?
Let me explain something right now. I love my woman with some cushion. See, got to get
cushion
that extra squeeze in. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bowl of mash every now and again. Get yourself a bowl of mash. Everybody like a little bowl of mash. Ain't nothing wrong with your bowl of mash, Vaughn. We all seen
Old
that.
Old Man Gaines is a character that we're going to look into the show.
Let me stay in character with your character.
Because listen, Old Man Gaines is basically, he's too old for Brooklyn.
Yep.
See, he's 36.
36.
36 is way too old for Brooklyn.
Feel 45,
you are an
though.
Old Woo. Man in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Old Man Gaines has survived Gaines. A few summers in Brooklyn.
A few summers.
A few winters.
Six to be exact.
Here's what's so creepy about, let me tell you what's creepy about Old Man Gaines. He looking me in my eye too hard. Like
I'm trying to get you with the hypnotism, girl.
Get your creep eye.
I'm trying to get
off.
You with the hypnotism.
He's undressing me with his Old Man Gaines.
Your face
eyes.
So pale, like the light. I'm coming to the light. You got to understand. I'm walking to the
you
light.
Got you got them old eyes like Olivia. You don't even know that reference.
Oh, man. Because
you too young.
All I'm saying is this. Everybody can catch a little shrimp. Didn't you catch shrimp on one of them boat commercials?
So you're moving on from the GNC commercial to
You got the vitamins I need.
The Carnival Cruise Line commercial was where I played. I was with a family, my husband and my kid.
She was somebody's wife.
I was somebody's wife. And we were on a cruise. And so there were several different commercials. And one of them that Old Man Gaines is remembering, we were at a, what is it called? The hibachi restaurant where they, is that what it's called?
They
cook food in front of you.
One of them Asian men flicked them shrimps in your mouth, didn't they? Flicked the shrimp in the mouth.
Turned her out.
So they thought it was going to be a lot of takes, but they didn't. But here's the thing.
Vaughn caught it.
Let me tell you how Fat Vaughn thinks. This is Fat Vaughn.
Okay.
At first, they were cooking real shrimp.
Okay.
So I was like, this is going to be delicious. Uh-huh. Then they realized that it was going to be too expensive, so they changed the shrimp to egg. And I was like, oh, I'm catching this shit immediately. You're not going to be throwing no damn
eggs
in my mouth.
Your mouth.
Oh, my God.
So it was literally, I want to say.
One of them country fed gals.
I want to say it was about maybe three takes.
Three takes catching eggs.
I caught it the first time.
That's right, man.
And then they wanted more
takes. Girl, you better talk that, Nat. You better talk your shit, girl.
If it was shrimp, I would have been catching it with my hand.
Because
I do have my fat thoughts.
That shit, because that's like sea animal level. That's like seal level. Oh, yeah, she caught that one.
That's orca whale. That's Ocean City. Oh. All right. Vaughn, I say you're good.
What else in my resume or stuff do y'all want
to... What else
we got on the topic? Nah, man.
Thick old berry over there. Thick berries. Hey, Miss Thick Berry. Yeah.
What did you think about the events of this weekend, Old Man Gaines?
Did you see that Ketchup Festival, nigga?
Ketchup Festival?
A bunch of rednecks, crackles, over there storming the Capitol. Black
woman. Of course, the insurrection at the Capitol, of course.
The insurrection.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, what are you asking a question? Because so much happened.
Well, I thought Old Man Gaines was going to give us his old man opinion.
Well, let me explain something to you right now.
So much happened. There's so many different layers and angles.
What the fuck I thought about the whole thing. First of all, them crackers need to go back. Nabisco need a call back on them motherfuckers. Because I didn't like it. It wasn't even Ritz. It was just saltines climbing up a wall.
It was a sea of savages.
White savages. Mm.
I was watching it as it was unfolding.
White
I saw Christians it from the very
AK-47.
Beginning.
AK-47.
You can kill
them
it,
white man. Christians. Is
they
the crazy
really
point.
Did think it was the back
you
in the
can
day.
Kill
right?
I just wanted to use it to drive into the next segment.
Thank God. So how long do I got to do this thing?
Work
this shit is good at like 15 seconds at a time.
That's all it was supposed to be. Yeah, and then to drive into the next subject.
I didn't know how to make it. I'm a guest. I didn't want to tell y'all that Old Man Gaines exceeded his welcome, but
yeah. I left it on Vaughn for like a minute.
Or the host of this show or co-host. I'm a guest that y'all apparently brought here to beat up.
What'd you say, Dill?
I left it on Vaughn for like a minute expecting you to change.
Yeah.
And I switched back and he's still Old Man Gaines.
Still on
it. Oh, like, that was the cue.
Sometimes Old Man Gaines forgets the, you know.
Oh, I was smelling my piss a little bit.
Y'all really did set me up with this light.
I was smelling my piss just a little bit, but no, we go. Mm.
It's this light right here in the middle that's beaming on me that hard.
Yeah, no. I don't know about the light.
Y'all trying to pretend like y'all
got a white guest. The weekend was silly, though, man. The weekend was silly. Well, that would be funny if we thought you was a white guest and brought you on after white people stormed Capitol Hill. But
that would be funny.
Let's talk about it.
This shit is. First of all, I gotta congratulate Trump to just be a full on nigga, cause this is how niggas quit their job.
Some nigga shit.
You ain't never seen a nigga just leave work.
Mm-mm.
Like, nigga gotta get on the loudspeaker
he
and be like, I just wanna
desks.
Say, I wanna say, fuck y'all. I'm gonna have a whole bunch of goons come right down here and shoot this Walmart up.
I get the joke in that, and I think it's hilarious and it's great, but I refuse to let that demon man have any credit from any of our good black men. He is not.
That's right, girl.
Even the lowest common denominator of our black
shit.
People are not as soulless as that devil.
Correct.
That's right.
So yeah,
I agree. Completely.
I get what you're saying, and that's funny. But
that's a fuck you, nah. Fuck yeah. That motherfucker, many
that
deaths.
Motherfucker. That, is
first
really
of all, he
like,
couldn't have been a black man to do any of that. We wouldn't have even have gotten up the Capitol.
Hold on,
stairs.
Did you think when I called him a nigga, I was calling him a black man?
Well,
I said he was being a nigga.
Got you.
He was being a nigga.
I get it. I get what
all day.
Everybody's
like, no,
trying to
I wasn't trying to transition shit.
To transition
that's straight
right.
Nigga behavior.
Nigga shit.
Nigga behavior. That, I get it.
Nigga dumb.
Listen,
I get it.
Like,
not black.
Here's
them.
The funny thing, right? Like, I've never been in Twitter jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in it. I see motherfuckers. I got a lot of conservative friends that get in Twitter jail all the time, and they can't figure out how. Like, what would I say, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where they at on the nigga. They the niggas of cyberspace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's...
Yeah, they're trifling.
Right.
They're ghetto.
My man got...
They're everything that they have tried to say that our people are. And one of the things that I do know Trump is, and
it's
all of his
nigga.
Deplorables are,
I think been
they
a nigga.
Are very good at projection. This ain't none
yeah,
of this
new. Yeah, it's projection.
They have been projecting onto us what they are forever. And thank God for the year 2020 year vision, because all of this shit is exposed.
Yo,
absolutely.
Like, niggas will... This is how niggerish this shit was.
Niggas be... Go ahead.
They broke into the crib and ain't even have a goal. Niggas just break in shit just to break in. Like, on some... Oh,
take
I ain't know you was... I ain't
podium.
Know you was in here.
Did like, you see that goofy-ass video with them two dumb-ass white dudes? One dude was like, we can get in there. And then dude behind him was like, the fuck we gonna do when we get in there? I fell out laughing.
Right.
They were just...
So
we just gotta go.
That's one side of it. True. Yeah. They dumb as fuck. Those ones. But there were... some savages that did have a plan. Hang Mike Pence.
Yeah,
kill Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
That's a plan. They all lock them all up. All
that,
up.
Lock
them
up.
Well, that's the funny
I'm
shit,
not saying
too, that they're getting caught. Like, that's the funny shit, too.
One of them niggas was right
hit.
Out there.
But they getting hit with the...
Who? 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 Oh,
so
I know
man with a ponytail.
First y'all brought... First y'all brought me down here to throw y'all nasty COVID in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Now I gotta be amongst these racist white supremacists.
He's not. I was just fucking around. That's my boy
okay.
Irish. I'm fucking around.
And I'm like, he can't even hear us, and I'm trying
yes,
to.
Yes, he can. He can.
I'm trying to zoom focus. Like
he's not. What? I'm just making getting you on edge. I like when your light skin start acting up.
You know, light-skinned black people are the most hardcore black people. You do know that.
Oh, yeah, because y'all compensating.
That we don't
that's
need.
What it is.
Yeah, because we've been made to feel like we have to compensate. That has come from day one slavery.
Absolutely.
The divide and conquer of our people. Mm. The light-skinned, dark-skinned, house versus field. This is not old stuff. This is not old at all. We have always been, you know, we've
oh, it is
been
old
the
stuff.
Light skin. Yeah, it is old stuff.
Very old stuff.
Meaning it's not nothing new. I'm sorry I said that wrong.
There you go. You
but,
got it, boo.
Like, remember,
new.
I mean, there's always the argument about the field versus the house slave, right?
Yeah.
Like light-skinned mulatto slaves had it so good, right? Like, we in the house, okay, I get it, closer to the rape. Right? Closer to the rape. I got to feed all these white babies with my breast milk. I can't feed my own. Right? So I'm not in a field, but a slave is a slave.
Okay.
And here's
the
thing.
My titties suck.
Here's the thing.
I was in the house getting hit from the back, nigga.
Y'all's out here picking cotton at 120 degrees.
I had pink dick shoved in me.
By all means.
Repeatedly.
Let me be in the field with my big, beautiful brother.
These white children, they just needed teeth.
I hate y'all.
And they don't even have teeth. It was getting gummed. My teeth was getting gummed
these
for hours
white children,
on it.
They want their peanut butter and jelly with no crust.
I can't stand them.
I can't even feed my own children.
All right, here, let me give y'all... Derek is going to love this.
They say an apple a day keeps the children's doctors
away.
Let me
lob y'all
what
another
did I say
scenario.
About chitlins?
Okay, this one is done. Let me lob y'all another scenario
lob
so
me,
y'all
babe.
Can go off on this
come
one.
Come on, alley-oop me,
let
girl.
Let me lob you this, because Derek going to love this one, because we know he can't
oh,
stop
fuck.
Singing ever.
I'm
he
so
can't
sorry,
he can't ever stop singing. So let me lob
God
you this
gave
one.
Me a beautiful voice.
The other thing that was happening that separated us, like in the field, right, what was going on?
Uh-huh.
Plans, escaping slavery, all
absolutely.
Of that, singing. singing, learning these songs, how to get away, right? This is your cue to start humming. You know you like to sing.
Jesus Christ. But I think I know where this is going.
The slaves that were in a house were separate from that. We weren't part of that. We weren't part of that camaraderie.
Okay.
So the separation that there is and the whole prove that you ain't in the house with the master and on his side. And now I'm not saying there wasn't no Uncle Toms, because there were Uncle Toms in the field and in the house.
But you
were
arguing
there was a
slavery
separation.
FOMO.
Plantation FOMO.
Well, why were not invited?
Who got FOMO?
Oh, to the lights of fields. I want to prick my fingers with these niggas and sing songs and
not
get out.
Is that not? Yes.
I want to run top speed from dogs.
Is that
and
not? Oh, is that
because
not...
my mother was white? I can't escape, huh? So you saying because my mother was raped? I can't wade in the water.
I can't wade with y'all niggas, huh? I can't follow the North Star with y'all motherfuckers.
Hey,
freedom.
Hey, Vaughn for the score. I said I was lobbing it. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, this motherfucker really hit us with the slave FOMO, man.
Slave
like,
FOMO.
Yo, they was having Vaughn parties.
And y'all still
we
don't be
know,
inviting me to
we
stuff.
We still don't know how
you
to play spades. We still don't know how to make chitlins. Like, she is upset.
I don't understand Staxi and
Uno. Got no, we ain't got all the way. We ain't got
what
the
is
rhythm.
What is Staxi and Uno?
We ain't got the rhythm all the way.
I don't understand the egg and the Kool-Aid. I just, there's certain levels of blackness that I'm never going to reach. Because your great-grandparents would not include my great-grandparents.
Slave FOMO.
Y'all are so easy to lob stuff to. Y'all are so easy.
I had skills, okay? I knew how to read. How y'all gonna leave me behind? I know how to read.
I was drinking E&J because nobody introduced me to Hennessy. All he had E&J. That's what Master drank.
Jesus Christ.
Are so trifling.
It happens though. We get divided, man. I know you talk
division.
Because you were talking about this. Listen, I'm sorry. That shit was. It was
that shit, she.
It was going down such a weird path.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
Now, you mentioned when you came in talking about how good the hugs were. You know, that it was damn near a threesome.
Yeah, I'm me too, both of y'all.
Which is, like...
It's a good rubber.
At this
Thanks.
Point...
She kept her mask on.
How, like, do you think you could be easily more stimulated now if you were to start hooking up, or would it take longer now?
Are we joking, or is this a serious question?
Serious question.
Okay. Because the joke is that I me too y'all, and it was something sexual. The real thing is, it wasn't sexual. I haven't been around people. I haven't had contact. So, yeah, a big, juicy, great, delicious hug from both of y'all was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Glad I can
sexually, help. I'm not... I have been through a lot relationship-wise. I am not even slightly interested in
Are
any
type
serious?
Of... Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you
I can't
turned it off.
It. It's,
shit,
it's turned
man.
Off.
Pussy
wow.
with Jesus.
It's turned off. Yeah, I
like
I,
how far turned off. We talking like hold on.
Jesus.
We talking like full on underarm hair, all that shit. Like
no underarm hair, but leg hair. I had a lot of leg hair.
You ain't fully committed there. You ain't fully committed.
I shaved my leg hair. No, because it started itching. No, y'all shut the fuck up and let me answer
okay.
this one. Seriously.
Don't mansplain.
No, y'all shut Don't the mansplain. Fuck up. Let me answer this one.
Go
seriously.
Ahead. Babe.
Can I have a serious answer and then we could joke?
Go ahead. Just, okay. Just, go ahead. Boo.
Shit. Let me take a breath. What are you doing with your fingers?
Bring on that answer.
Stop grabbing me by the pussy.
With my hand?
Well, that's the motion. You got to turn it the other way. Yeah, you was doing it wrong, but I don't expect you to do it right.
Okay.
What was I even fucking saying? Y'all are exhausted.
You, saying,
you the one distracted.
Answer.
You the one distracted.
It's all shut down.
So,
I was questioning whether it was
seriousness,
real.
In all seriousness, I shaved for me because it was just uncomfortable. But I did want to see how far it was going to grow. Like, how long is it going to get? And then it was just like coming into the new year, you know, you shedding everything off. I was like, I'm shaving all this shit off. So it was literally for me. It wasn't that, again, it's not a sexual thing.
Because I think there's like, I don't know. I've never had mine go off. You know what I mean? So I'd be curious to see.
You never had your what go off?
Like my sex drive go off.
Oh,
so
me
I'd
neither.
I'd be curious to see what
me
happens.
Neither.
Like when I'm, if I'm really committed to going off. You know what I mean? Like, you
shut it all down.
I think you have to experience a level of hurt to go, you know what? This ain't worth it.
Okay.
This ain't worth it. And that,
to cut
that
off
could
sex
be
sex altogether?
Yeah, you.
But like, all right.
I'll speak for me. I got to a place with my experiences over the past several years where I've tried to be, you know, I'm just going to trip and fall and lay down with anybody because I'm lonely and I don't want to be alone. So whatever it is whatever it is. Come on over.
Right.
I've been through that. That made me feel not good. That's not really who I am. So I got out of that phase of life. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to try a real relationship. Okay, this is a whole ass fraud. So then I'm like, all right. So you get to a level of pain where you start. For me, I started feeling like right now, even if I imagine being intimate with somebody like that, I get scared. Because I'm like, I got to work out. Because the process of getting out of pain, it is a process. So the process of getting out of that, I think about that now. Like, how long is it going to take me to shed the shit that I just went through? And the next person has to really be worth that risk.
So let me ask you this. We lived in a really sexed up society. There's triggers everywhere.
Yeah.
How do you respond to those triggers now? Like, when you see a commercial that's just selling sex, 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 like, what does that trigger in you now?
Again, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but I recently went through not just an emotional, but also a physical pain.
Okay.
So when I think about those things, like, I get horny, hell yeah. Like, I'm a very sexual person.
Right.
But those things jump right into my head, and I just, it cuts itself off.
Oh, yo, you know what that sounds like?
It's pain.
Because it's almost like a painful edging. Did you ever try edging? You ever had to learn how to edge?
The hell is that?
That's like when you first learn how to hold your nut back.
Oh, shit.
Dylan, you ever heard about edging? Right, so it's like if you about to come, you grab by the
y'all
base.
Are fucking idiots. What I just said has nothing to do with no edge.
It's the same shit.
Wait. Let me get this lesson. You make a couch and get over yourself.
I held my nut back, and it's the same thing.
Wait, it hurt. It hurts like a motherfucker.
So the pain of holding the nut back.
You gotta grab it by like
the bottom.
By the pussy.
By the asshole.
By your internal.
Like, you gotta stop it back there.
Wait, so you gotta press the taint up.
Right.
Right? So
and
you gotta
smash off.
I love a good callback. I love a good callback. Derek Gaines, everybody. He's here all week. He'll be here all week. Derek Gaines, everybody. Derek Gaines.
Yeah.
Derek Gaines.
We do comedy sometimes. It's all comedians in here. Oh. We get the fuck around.
I get your point though. It's a little bit deeper than that.
It's a little bit deeper.
Just a slight bit deeper, but I get your surface ass point of view.
Von DiCarlo, draggable offense.
Oh, anything to plug, Dave? We at the halfway.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Before, can I?
Oh, come on. Whatever.
I want to hear what you thought about draggable offense again. I just like hearing I want a very clean, from both of y'all, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
I want a very clean, nice sound bite that I could use.
Okay, cool. All right, no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, here, no need for apologies. We are plugging again. We have the beautiful, wonderful Von DiCarlo in the room promoting her new...
Beautiful? Can I get funny?
Can I?
Okay.
She wanted me to...
All right, start all over. Start all over.
Oh, shit.
I just wanted to hear what the plug for the album.
I was
going to
say what I was going to say.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here, no need for apologies. We're just doing our little plugs. Again, we have the beautiful, wonderful, and hilariously funny Von DiCarlo here with us, you know, talking about perspective. She has a new comedy album out called A Draggable Offense. It's a comedy mixtape, which I think is very, 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 very New York. It's very old school 90s in the bottom basement of it all, getting the jokes out. Like, she's a fine woman who just stood on the stage and said, I am, with all the jokes that, you know, she's pushing. Was you was pushing 50 in the album, right? And now, so you
Wait,
was just
what?
Talking about all the things that happens from a 40 to a 50.
You were doing so good.
Jesus.
You were doing so good until you added
draggable. Let me plug the shit for you. Let me plug. God damn. Let me plug the shit for you. This is crazy. Drive Bullet Fence.
I'll fix it for
you. Comedy mixtape by Vaughn DiCarlo. Check it out on iTunes, Tidal, Deezer, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere where you can find albums and mixtapes.
If you go to Funny Vaughn.
FunnyVaughn.com.
V-O-N. Uh-huh. FunnyVaughn.com. You will get links to all my social media.
Absolutely.
My album, everything that is me. But yes, please do.
Yes.
I'm a feature artist on feature comic on iTunes and Pandora right now because the numbers are so good. Keep them coming. Keep them going. Get me up there on all the platforms.
All of them. I'm just fucking with you, Vaughn. Right. I think it's a beautiful album.
Do you
it's
really?
It's great. It's
Thank
very,
you.
It's very, it's old school
it
comedy.
It is good. Go I check love it out. Lines.
Thank you.
Go check out Thank mine, you. The second one, available on DaveTempleComedy.com right now, as well as my special available on DaveTempleComedy.com.
Oh, you niggas crazy. Well,
I'm
all right,
put
listen
my
to my
mask
album.
Back on
listen
so
to my
I can
album,
get some
Fuckboy
more
Ground Zero, that I dropped Valentine's Day 2020. A very good album, if you will. I listened to it. Yeah. It's on the top 1,000. It is number 994 on the list. It's the flyest shit ever. It was one of my. It's my first comedy album. I was fucking around in the New York Comedy Festival, and it was good.
And
I'm coming out with
the channel. Subscribe to the goddamn channel.
That's
on
what
YouTube,
we need to do,
man. No need for apologies right now, man. So like, if you're watching this and you haven't subscribed yet, what the fuck have you been doing?
Oh yeah, I'm bringing my podcast is on holiday hiatus. I'm bringing my podcast back next week.
We're done with yours. We're done with yours.
No, I put on my mask. Y'all
was
still coming.
Sneak plug over here.
Okay.
Sneak plug.
I'd rather stick to the album anyway, but I forgot. You know, it's FunnyVaughn.com.
It's your first time back in the studio in a while.
I'm putting my mask back on. I want to get some more Me Too hugs from y'all before I go.
Me Too hugs? Yeah.
But no, why are you leaving?
Y'all. Real, no, she not. We just did some plugs.
I thought we was done.
No, we
not
did
done.
Plugs.
It's the middle of the show. We still got a lot of shit to talk about. What are you doing? You really didn't get the fuck up out of here.
Show change.
It sounded like a closing statement.
No,
we actually you do the plugs in the middle.
Yeah.
Instead of
end. You gonna try to school me too?
I'm just gonna let you know. There's no need for apologies.
Today, okay?
You gotta get it
Were
around
you
here
at
how
the
it is. This is how it is around
here. Were you at the insurrection? Are you a white supremacist? No, I'm just kidding.
Dylan is not.
I'm sorry, Dylan.
Bond, you're great. I love you.
Dylan is great.
It's jokes. I'm a
no need for apologies.
Oh, you go. That was great. I fuck with it. That was great.
Nah.
Also, speaking of just jokes, Derek came on Doped Up and Dying, so catch him this Sunday on my podcast.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Doped Up and Dying.
We watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Derek kills it. And then Dave is next week. Chit-chit.
There you go. Get your
Did
plugs
he say in. Choo-choo?
He said chit-chit. That's that South Florida shit.
He knows.
That's that South Florida shit. Chit-chig. I was just down there doing jokes. They say that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You've been on a plane?
So for anybody that...
Been doing all but I'm testing. I'm good.
Oh, Lord.
You don't think you ever get back on one?
You think you ever
absolutely
gonna travel?
I'm never gonna get back on a subway again. Probably I have a car now, but I'm definitely gonna have to at some point get on a plane. I think I'm leaning towards going ahead and getting the vaccination when it's available to us regular folks at some point, which is probably a year from now. And a year from now, they'll have more information about the effects of it. So I think it's gonna be a good thing.
Funny story. My roommate's getting one on the 19th.
How?
Because she's a teacher.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, she gets to, so I get to see if she turns into the I Am Legend monster right next door to my room, bruh.
Yeah.
Might have a zombie in there in 2 weeks. We're going to see. Hope her face don't fall off or do something because everybody's like, the effects are, but I'm scared. So I'm going to tell you how
really
it goes.
You scared?
Because I don't know, man. That's how Dawn of the Dead started. You wake up and some white bitch jumping through your room trying to kill you.
You can't overpower your roommate as a zombie.
I might be able to, if I could hold her
you
neck and throw out the,
like,
the window. Right.
You got, because a zombie only can do something if they bite you.
The I Am Legend zombies.
Them niggas were strong.
Only Will Smith.
See,
can
how,
beat
you
them.
Get, how do you get stronger
But
as
the
a
Walking
zombie?
Dead zombies are, like, I think I could, get,
no,
like, with
Dawn
strategy, I could get the Walking Dead zombies out of here. But the I Am Legend ones, you need Hancock. You need my favorite
muscles.
Superhero. I love Hancock, by the way. If Hancock want to fuck, we fucking. But other than that, and not Will Smith. Actual Hancock. There's a difference between Will Smith and Hancock. I'm in love with Hancock since the movie came out. Derek, you know that. I love Hancock. I want him to come
Make
save
sure you
me.
Isolate that.
Don't isolate that.
Wait.
Dylan.
And that just shows. But that shows what Vaughn is into.
At the Capitol. Yeah.
Strong ass toxic alcoholics. That's
like,
who she likes.
There was no need for you to keep repeating it. I love Hancock.
I love a drunk that's strong and can throw me all the way around the house. I want a drunk that can throw me across the fucking room. That's Vaughn crazy.
This is
Vaughn repressed.
Oh, we just now discovered that.
Vaughn, wow.
because we just now found that out.
Yo, Vaughn, have you still been doing any online church and shit like that?
Online church?
Oh, yeah.
You still fucks with
I've been an e-member of the Potter's House since 2012.
Yeah. Dylan, can you cue up from last week's episode, 47 minutes and 20 seconds into the last week's episode?
What y'all said?
We were talking about, we finished up a convo that we had last week, right, about pastors that would be like wilding out. You know what I mean? So I'm going to get a replay of the convo from last week.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let me know once you got it up there. But, like,
believe it himself. I'm tired. You know how many pastors probably tired of beating themselves? They're like, how many times I gotta tell you, motherfucker? I said this 3 times.
When you see,
that's why they gotta find new scriptures.
When you see that
and
church
shit.
Girl show up pregnant again, and you're just like, God damn it!
Damn it! You start flipping through the brain. Am I reading this shit in Chinese language? Is this because I told this bitch?
What version of Bible am I reading?
This ain't the King James version. Through,
they about to cut my lights off again, Pastor. Like, Jesus Christ. What the fuck? And the fucked up part is, y'all knew she was going to be a problem when y'all let her in the church.
Yep.
cut it off, Dylan. All
right.
So we were talking about that.
Wait.
Because we were talking about, like, have you ever been in a situation where you see, so start, if you can, Dylan, let me know when you start pulling the clips off the segment thing. Like, we was trying to figure out, like, yo, how does it feel as a pastor to, like, you got to preach your message, but you know these motherfuckers ain't getting it?
Well, you know what I mean, Derek, you know this. I know you're of the church. You know the answer to that. I mean, are we joking or are we telling the truth?
Well, we're going to have some fun.
We're going to have some fun with this.
First of all, I want to send a huge, right? Because we was trying to figure out, we wanted to see videos of pastors cussing people out.
Yeah, bring me into full.
We gonna go ahead. This is the video of a pastor who's doing some video conferencing out in your town. Out in Pittsburgh, I think.
Pittsburgh.
He's wearing a Pittsburgh jacket.
Oh,
but go ahead. Listen to how he talks to his congregation.
How you a pastor in cursing? Be aware of the problems. We are definitely living in our last age. Well, bitch, let me tell you something.
Oh, come on. No. Stop the tape. He's a fraud. Stop right there. Listen,
play another one. He might have been right. Like, he just had enough, man.
All right. Well, I had enough. I had enough of his ass. Black and yellow his ass out of here. Look. Unfortunately, we're coming to a place in time where professionalism has escaped everyone. It has left the building. There is a level of professionalism from our presidency on down now into the pulpit. It's utterly fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm losing my word. It's utterly, you are in a position of power. There is an expectation of professionalism that you must adhere to. You cannot be a leader if you sound like some trifling ass follower. Get on up out of here.
Play another one. I know you got another clip. Good.
Play the next one.
Pastor, I'm set. Goes it in the congregation.
Oh,
now this one,
fuck.
This guy.
He in
no,
church.
Not this one. Not this one. Not this one. Oh. Not this one. The next one. This guy, he's actually, because I don't know, I kind of feel for this pastor. He was talking about how, like, when he gets to
Hold on. Let me put my glasses
on. It's not there?
Yeah. So I can see the bullshit.
It should be the third segment down. But basically, you know, like, we was talking about that. Some people get that frustrated where they spaz
the fuck
out.
He wasn't frustrated.
He was clear.
No. He was reading an email that said, people are asking him, how can you be a pastor and swear all the time? And he said, well, bitch, let me let you know, or whatever he said. So clearly, this is just his style. He's
because
full of
he
shit.
Was about to explain.
He wasn't frustrated.
He well,
he's trifling.
What he was saying
he's,
in the rest of the video?
He should be out of the pulpit and into the congregation where someone
he was
with
saying,
some class, some style, and
he
professionalism
did, he was telling
can
him
bring
he did
him
shit.
To Jesus.
He was telling him he's
y'all like
done shit
voice
the other people
use?
Was just talking. They weren't y'all, really getting anything
do
done.
Do y'all like my preacher voice I just used?
It was good. Yeah.
Okay,
the glass, it was
you.
Good. Right. The turtle shell.
Next time I get into my preacher voice, I expect you to sing. He sing all the time. I got to beg you to sing.
Oh, yes, indeed.
All you do
thank
is
you,
sing.
Thank you, pale pastor. Yeah.
Let's go to the next one.
First of all, Vaughn, that's what I'm saying. you trying to host the show, and the weird thing is, you deaded the conversation. I was trying to engage in dialogue while he was searching for the clip, but you was like, da, 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 right? Like, so now you got the reins of it. What you gonna do? You like these motherfuckers at Capitol Hill. You done broke in.
You done broke into my fucking
podcast. You
about
to get shot in the motherfucking mouth.
First of all, isolate that, please.
Somebody
isolate
shoot her
that.
In the neck, please.
Isolate
somebody
that.
Somebody shoot her
isolate
in the neck.
That.
We were storming the Capitol.
Isolate that. And y'all need an insurrection up in this motherfucker.
Insurrection?
What did I say?
You said it right. I think insurrection. Yeah. Insurrection. Right?
I don't know what
you
that
got
is.
Got me questioning
Dylan,
myself.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's
oh,
not
no,
there.
It's fuck.
Not there. Fuck. All right. Damn.
Cussing passes, man. That would have been fun to
yeah.
attack a little bit more.
There was more.
What was this one?
All right, well, this is
I
one. This you could go ahead and play this one, because this is one who he had just had enough about.
I know about the government and laws being made.
First of all, pause that right there. Anytime you hear that kind of voice, you know you're about to hear some ignorant
it's
shit.
It's about to be some pressure.
Anytime when there's a pastor
trombone
who's passionate, but like he don't pronounce shit right,
he
oh, it's about to be ignorant
voice.
Shit. Go ahead, play it again. Go ahead.
Let me tell y'all.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 31. Chapter 5. Shall a man leave his mother and father and join to his wife, and they shall become one. And to have your kids out there yesterday, 6, 7 years old, holding flags. The Bible said, provoke not your children.
So he's going to get gay marriage right
now. Oh. That's old news now.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
need
yeah.
to talk about these motherfuckers.
What I
want to
say about the gay.
And when he get old, he went to park.
So, go ahead.
When I was with a man.
He was slamming it, though, man.
That,
so,
yeah. He about to say,
when I was with a man. It was wrong. It was wrong.
You think that guy would be with a man?
You'd
be paying attention to like download dudes and shit like that. Do you think like guys
they
like that?
They be the most aggressively look at him over there.
Really?
Why are you looking at him over there in that skirt?
Yo, how did you ever find? How did
you
ever
over
figure
there?
Out somebody was on the down?
You all right over there? The glasses and the headphones. You okay over there?
Tangled up, Miss Frizzle.
Old Lady Vaughn. give me the wind.
Old Lady Vaughn character. Yeah. She got spray it first. Jesus Christ.
You look like a church mom.
Old Lady Vaughn. Want to talk about how the preacher was with the gays. Oh, Lady Vaughn. So, when you catch him out there saying, look at that man over there in that skirt, then you know your husband was looking at that man over there in that skirt. It was wrong. The pastor was wrong.
Good shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was you about to say?
I fucking forgot. That shit was hilarious. Cause she kind of looked like Kim Fields a little bit.
A little
she
bit.
Put the thing on the top of the head.
A little
now
single.
I'm Kim Fields.
We
bad.
Are living.
Check it out.
Single.
Hey.
In a night in a 2020 kind of world. I fucked up.
2021.
I'm glad I got my mask.
So what's
keep your mask on right. Keep your mask on right.
So what y'all think 2021 is going to have, man? What you think black people going to do
more
good
blessings.
This year? Did you?
More blessings.
Was y'all, because you was one too. Was you on about the superpowers? Was they coming?
Did half of you get the powers? Half of you got the powers, right?
I'm
just asking.
Fucking leaving.
Half of you got those
all
powers.
All my life I got to fight.
So the black side of you got the powers. You got
First
your powers?
First of all of my blackness
okay.
has had superpowers.
Okay.
Hello. I've been had my vibranium.
Oh, why?
Y'all needed Jupiter and Saturn to align so that y'all know the spirit within you?
You talking to me?
I don't know who she's talking to.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, I didn't even fully get the memo. I heard
I
and I was like, huh?
She's going
like,
to one of those.
This is where I am with the world right now. The entire world is outside in the projects.
I like it.
Like, it's just... I'm in the house, and I'm, like, literally, like, I look on the internet the way I look out the window. Like, what you niggas out there doing now?
Yeah, that's good.
Like, I look outside, because the day...
I did a TikTok like that.
Yeah.
Where I was looking out the window.
Yeah, like, what are you...
Wild out.
Dude, the day that shit happened, I was probably in the house beating off all day. All
that
day.
That did something for me.
Right,
y'all,
but you
y'all
understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Y'all right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like...
Easy tingle.
That shit did not, that was not a part of my day at all. I had to wake up the next day to find out. So like while I was home happy.
What's doing out here?
Yeah. I was home happy.
Well,
they was that worked up.
Well, yeah, you're watching white on white crimes. And what I'm happy that black folks ain't out there intermingling with this nonsense so that they can absolutely see themselves for who they are out there fighting absolutely. Amongst themselves that's with right. this bullshit.
Yeah.
Call it what it is. And we should all stay in a house.
Okay.
Stay in a house yeah. and, with our popcorn and let them do
this
what they
do. This is not our fight.
Right.
Yeah.
What are them niggas doing out there today?
Exactly.
And again, emphasis on when I say niggas is who?
Old man, old man Temple, yeah. old man Temple looking out the window.
Dusty white folk, it's them dusties doing out there at the Capitol.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny that all the white people in the room perk up. I'm not talking about anybody here at Gassum. I was just talking about the ones.
I don't need none of these white people in here. Do they have my address? Were you, young lady, at the Capitol? You look familiar.
What?
You look
racist?
Familiar.
Yeah. That shit funny,
racist,
though, to watch.
Oh, my
that
God.
Shit, that shit funny to watch people get... like,
kicked off the planes. You see that video?
Yeah.
All the people that went to the Capitol, they come in, they getting kicked off planes, crying and carrying on. All the bass yeah. in their voice dropped and shit.
There has to be accountability for this. And starting with Trump and the people in Congress, it's so many people that should be accountable for this. And I understand the strategy of them waiting as far as the impeachment. But after the 20th, you can still proceed with impeaching him. Right. And he does not get the presidential perks thereafter, which includes being privy to intelligence, the like $1 million a year travel allowance, the Secret Service forever. Like, there are presidential perks that he should be stripped of. And I get how they're trying to strategize this, and you do have to be careful with certain things, but they cannot let this shit go. They cannot let it go. And eventually he needs to go. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock Giuliani up. Lock his coked out son up. Let me look over my shoulder.
I ain't even trying to I'm not even trying to incite no crazy shit, but I'm just curious. Like how much you think that costs?
How much do you think it costs
to get to prosecute him and lock him? No, I'm asking. No. I'm just curious.
We have been.
I'm just curious of a number.
We have not had structure in this country for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
If you lose structure in your life for 30 days,
No, I'm not arguing.
You'll be like,
that.
Oh my God, I got to reset.
I'm asking a simple question.
Together?
If you had to ballpark a number that it would cost to lock him up, what would you say
what
the number
you think
had
that number
ballpark?
Would be?
I have no idea.
If you had to shoot it over. Would you say over 900,000?
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't think for 900,000 you could just get some goofball?
Oh, a hitter
like that? I'm just like, how is that never...
Hands up! Don't shoot! I'm not a part of this podcast.
But you understand what
you
I'm
are
saying?
Not going to have the Secret Service
how
come
has
to my
that
house.
Never happened.
Dave Temple speaks for himself.
That is crazy.
I am not suggesting that the president of the United States
somebody
be
need to
assassinated.
Come up to get
that
come up.
Is
you
them.
See all the shit you're
this
saying?
Is not me. They do not
Vaughn,
represent me on the
Vaughn, I'm editing all this out.
I apologize. I said nothing. My name is not Vaughn DiCarlo. My name is Vaughn DiCarla. Can I leave now?
I edited all that out. No, it's okay.
Hey, y'all trying to get people killed.
So all I'm saying is, you think somebody that would want to come up be like,
well,
some
here's the
dumb
thing.
Motherfucker.
Not even that. Here's the thing. We're so bad at keeping secrets, right?
Okay.
Like, I'm sure someone's thought about doing something goofy.
Okay.
And you got, when you have a meeting, there's always somebody else like, yeah, we in here, right? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you right. That, I should have been recording.
That never slipped out.
Set me up.
Like, nobody got caught up. Like, we had a couple goofballs in Michigan that got caught with that dumb shit last year.
I'm not a part of it.
And that was it.
Hey, man.
How, like, nobody, like, whew, that's wild, bro.
I'm not a part of this.
Yeah.
I am not saying that the president of the United States should be assassinated. That's these two.
That's what you heard, Vaughn?
That's what she heard.
She said all those triggers.
We just said,
that's what you heard,
ain't
Vaughn?
Nobody come up. And get a dummy. You see this?
That's how they got shit.
That's the house nigga shit.
And now you wonder why you have FOMO.
Yeah.
This is why you wasn't included. This is why.
She a snitch.
This is why light
skin. She was in the fucking hut snitch.
Was not
they
included.
They gonna kill Massa.
Because right
they
away,
kill Massa.
Even just in a little conversation.
That's the house
on
nigga
this
shit.
Little podcast. You, I didn't. I don't have nothing to do with these people.
Y'all
you
are
can go.
So
You can go.
Y'all are so easy. Y'all both owe
we
me.
We have
I'm
seen
a, you know what?
Where nope. your loyalty nope. lies, Von DeCarlos. Unplug
so,
your headphones.
Y'all are so easy.
And roll.
Both of y'all. Hey, Dylan, I'm going to send y'all invoice for this episode of No Need for Apology. I'm going to send y'all invoice. I logged another one. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I take a bow.
Von is
I take
an assist. She assists.
Von.
Von with an add 58 minutes. No
You're less. Welcome.
This was
you are
this
welcome.
Was interesting. You
this
know?
Came full circle
because
this
get to find you know that's why I like in studios. In studios you
in
can't
studio,
hide.
Man. Can't do that shit on Zoom.
You can't hide with you
can't
all.
Do that shit on Zoom.
Go ahead, plug your little mixtape one more time.
Oh, that was a little mixtape.
Go ahead.
FunnyVon.com. Please do follow me across all social media platforms, including TikTok. Auntie's on TikTok. Yes, she is. And yes, please do support my comedy mixtape, A Draggable Offense.
All right. So
Volume 1. There
volume
shall
one.
Be more.
Volume 1.
Derek, what else you got, man?
Volume Vaughn.
Volume
Vaughn. I have, make sure you can check out King of Staten Island now. It's just on cable. It's on HBO and HBO Max. I'm in that movie. I did a little funny little stuff in there. Fuckboy Ground Zero still on iTunes right now. Very funny album if you need something to listen to.
I got a
little mini independent special coming out later this month. It's gonna be funny. I filmed it in the garage at my mama's house and had my family sit in the driveway.
There you go.
And I did 35 minutes. It was pretty fly.
Getting it done
during the day. It was like a 3:30 show. So it was. So yeah, check it out. And Dave, what you got, bye?
DaveTempleComedy.com is my website. Go there, check around, get familiar. Subscribe to the YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. If you are watching this, you should be subscribed on Gas, all right? Gas, we get air Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, Dylan. 1 o'clock. You do not have to have a membership to Gas, but you can get it there. You need a membership to chat and the live chat. Get in there, chat with me and Derek and anybody else during the show. We go live on YouTube.
Subscribe, so subscribe.
Share
to the
too.
New face.
Share.
But the same show, motherfucker. This is another episode of No Need for Apologies.